Well, my dear listeners, I am launching this episode here on Mother's Day, and you may not come across this episode for days, months, or maybe a year or so from now, but I want you to know that I have recorded this one in advance of Mother's Day, leading into Mother's Day, because my last couple of guests that I've interviewed, whose shows still have to drop later on this season, all shared something very much in common, and that was a story, their personal journey of reflecting on their mothers, the health that their mothers went through, the sacrifices they went through with their own menopausal journey at a time where it really was suffer in silence. And so I wanted to make a podcast, a monologue to pay tribute to them. And also, it happens to be a time this month of May where we recognize mental health, and it coincides with Mother's Day. I don't know if that was planned at all when they chose May as Mental Health Month. Uniquely, though, it's also my birthday month. But let's take a moment just to walk this journey with me. Bear with me. And I'm going to have something a little special at the end of this monologue, this little mini episode. But let's take a look at, as we dive into this juncture of personal reflection and societal acknowledgement, I myself find myself standing at a unique crossroads, because as we mark Mental Health Month and its joyous celebration of Mother's Day and mothers everywhere and grandmothers, for me, it's a poignant journey. For many women my age, finding myself traversing the labyrinth of menopause, a journey fraught with its own challenges, including the much overlooked cognitive effects, we need to have an open discussion around menopause as it relates to mental health. You know, that fog that descends, the memory lapses, the emotional roller coaster, all too familiar in the transitional voyage of the perimenopause and menopause phase of our life. This is some of the issues that women are facing. And I wanted to say that when I aired my last mini episode around PTSD, it received so many downloads and so many views. And I felt I was touching on a topic, an intersection of menopause uniquely with PTSD and even traumatic brain injury, TBIs. And so I want to open up that discussion again, but this one I'm going to leave a little surprise at the end. So keep listening. There is a beacon of hope, a guiding light found within us as women, a sacral energy center. So when we are faced with our cognitive effects and the mental health issues associated with menopause, we can find some healing and some relief in the seat of our intuition, the third eye, the Ajna chakra. I have been finding lately what works for me is embracing my intuitive wisdom. And yes, say it with me, because I say it all the time in my podcasts. Menopause is a time of wisdom. The age is stepping into our wisdom. It's also a time of the great reveal. We need to get wise with our journey and tap into that intuitive center and become more aware of who we were before and deal with some of those issues and past traumas, and then have some grace as we step into our age of wisdom. And I have been raising myself up by tapping into the meditations of the third eye, but also a gentle calming of the sacral chakra, which is our second chakra and the center of creativity and production, the womb healing, if you will. And in doing so, I'm paying homage to the generations of mothers who came before me and birthed me. Our mothers endured the the tumult of menopause in silence, their stories often left untold, their struggles unseen, and whether they bore children or not. Women, their resilience echoes through the ages, a testament to the strength inherent in womanhood. So as we navigate Mental Health Month and menopause and Mother's Day, let us remember and hold space for the sacral transition that shaped us. And let us honor the mothers who came before us, whose silent sacrifices paved the way for our own journey of self-discovery and empowerment. And so I want to take a moment in this introspective exploration of this mini episode and guide you through a meditation of healing the sacral chakra and opening up your third eye. And it's just a few moments. And if you want to stick around and stay with me, then please find yourself in a comfortable seated position or just lying down and become more aware of your surroundings. Relax into it and ease into it. And of course, for this meditation, we'll focus on healing of the sacral chakra, which is in the navel area, just a couple of inches below the navel area. You can even take your index and your middle finger, place it below your belly button. And in that area there, that's the area of your sacral chakra. And it's also in the low back as well. And then your third eye is right between the brow. So now that you've focused in on those two areas, allow yourself to sit or lie down comfortably and turn your palms upward in the receiving position. Take a deep breath in through your nose, allowing the belly to rise and then filling the air in your lungs. The lungs expand to the side. And as you exhale slowly through the mouth, release any tension you may be holding on to. Release the tension in your jaw. Release the tension in your neck. Allow the brow to come down and relax. And continue this breathing exercise with the fullness of the breath in through the nose, the belly rise, the chest rise. And on the exhale, you sink deeper into a more relaxed state. Now bring your awareness to the area just below your belly, the location of your sacral chakra, and visualize a vibrant orange energy spinning and glowing in this space, connecting you to your creativity, to your passion and emotional well-being. Hang on to that vibrant color. Just imagine that spinning, that whirling like a wheel. And as you breathe, imagine this orange energy expanding and pulsating, infusing you with a sense of joy and a sense of vitality. Feel any blockages or stagnant energy in this area to melt away, leaving you feeling balanced and harmonious. You can take it one step further and associate a smell with that color. And that visualization of a spinning top or a spinning sphere, a wheel. Maybe it's the smell of an orange or an orange blossom. Invite that smell and awaken the sense of smell into your body. And then continue that breathing, inhaling through the nose, the belly. Rise, the chest rise, and as you exhale, let the belly fall and let the chest fall. And if you find your mind shifting and wandering, bring it back to the color of orange, the spinning object, and the smell. Now shift your focus to the center of your forehead, the location of your third eye chakra, and visualize a deep indigo light emanating from this point, illuminating your inner wisdom, your intuition and insight. With each breath, feel this indigo light glowing and growing brighter and more vibrant, awakening your inner sight and your perception. Allow yourself to release any doubts or fears, trusting in your intuition to guide you on this meditative journey and your journey through life, your journey through menopause. Trust that inner knowing. Awaken that inner voice guiding you, intuition, the wisdom that's always been there and will always be there. Take a few more deep breaths, allowing the merging of the orange infused with the indigo, my colors, paint spilling over onto a blank canvas. Feel the connection between your creativity and your intuition strengthening with each breath. Know that you are a powerful creator, capable of manifesting your deepest desires and visions. Trust in the wisdom of your sacral and your third eye to lead you towards greater clarity and purpose and fulfillment. Continue the breathing, inhaling deeply into the belly and the chest, exhaling, feeling yourself surrender into your space, further letting go of any tension that you still might be holding on to, and stay here for as long as you need to. And only when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes and take a moment to reflect on your experience and carry this sense of balance and insight with you as you continue on your day, your beautiful Mother's Day, or whatever day it might be that you tune in or return to this meditation. Thank you for joining me, my beautiful listeners, in this meditation. May you continue to nurture and honor your sacred energy centers within you, the sacred sacral and sacred third eye. Peace and blessings on your journey. May this release any mental tension or physical tension you're holding on to. This is my birthday present to you. Namaste. Do you need support through your menopause transition? A menopause doula can help. You can find me at mlcoaching.com. And help me help you by filling out a simple survey, which is linked in the show notes. Your input is greatly valued and will help in the design and creation of tools, courses, and other resources for my upcoming one-on-one and group coaching programs. Take the survey. It's linked in the show notes. Like, follow, share, subscribe. And if you are enjoying this podcast, I would love to hear from you. Consider leaving a review. Spreading the word will help broaden my audience reach and further impact more women as they experience a transition.